Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Friday, June 4th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. On June 4th, 1976, a strong tropical cyclone, known in the United States as a hurricane, hit the port cities just north of Mumbai on the west coast of India. In the decades prior to the storm, massive tropical cyclones had battered both the west and east coast of India, with huge waves and heavy rains resulting in massive flooding and tremendous loss of life. Along the Indian East Coast, especially in the northern part of the Bay of Bengal, the area is flat, almost at sea level for hundreds of square miles, and ocean water is often pushed far inland because of the flat land. Significant warning times are needed to evacuate people out of harm's way. Prior to the late 1960s and early 1970s and the advent of satellite coverage, very little warning lead time occurred. But by 1976, new technology had allowed for enough notice, in certain situations, for people to get out of the way. On June 4th, 1976, despite a 40-foot storm surge, ample notice was given, and most people were able to evacuate. Despite this, 70 people still perished. But it was a far cry from the hundreds or thousands that had died in previous storms. And that's what happened on June 4th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review This Date in Weather History on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And of course, if you have an idea for a future podcast, just email us, accuweather.podcast@accuweather.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.